How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Suze, you doing okay?
I'm doing good. Yeah, doing pretty good. Having a nice time. Having a little bit of time off.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Reading some books.
Oh, reading books. What ones?
Books. Heard of them.
Yeah.
What did I read the other day? My Name is Lucy Barton.
Oh, yes. Is it good?
It is good, yeah. It's quite short, and they're sort of, there is one story running through it, which is a woman is in hospital and her mother's come to see her and they have a very fractured relationship, and then sort of every other chapter is a memory from her childhood or from growing up. I've really enjoyed it. I read it very quickly. Clang.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
What are you reading at the moment?
Butter. The Booker nominated one.
That book is following me. I keep seeing it everywhere. Is it great?
It is great. It's quite paced. You sort of read quite, it's all at a very kind of measured pace. And a lot of discussion about butter and food, which is perfectly fine, but does make you quite hungry. There's one point a description of having butter is like falling in a lift, which I thought was interesting. But
sure. Yeah. I think it's more delicious than falling in a lift.
Well, there was something about, like, once you taste butter, you go in a, you fall into it. You sort of fall into this experience, which I thought, gosh, I've never thought of it like that.
That's the thing. People really overthink things, don't they?
Some people do, yeah. But, you know, it's been nice. It's been nice to read.
Is it about a chef? Is that what it's about?
Well, at the moment, it's about a journalist who is interviewing a
piece of butter.
Yes. And it's quite slow. A famous cookery writer who has been imprisoned for, I think the sense is that she's had relationships with men through food and then she's poisoned them. So she's, yes. So she's in prison. The detention center is what it's called, actually. But the food isn't bad at the detention center. It's a big topic of discussion.
So, that is a surprise.
That is a surprise. I was surprised by that. So it's been interesting to read. So,
good. Tom, our postbag is busting at the seams.
Oh my goodness. We've had so many missives. Thank you for taking the time, everybody, to send us letters.
A lot of people have been in touch with us about medical drag names.
We've hit a real seam, haven't we?
We have.
Well, we've had a message here from Tom. listening on my holiday, brackets, cruise from Southampton around the Iberian Peninsula, clang. I'd love to do something like that, wouldn't you, Suze?
Oh, gotcha.
And Mum's always saying how nice it would be to go from Southampton because you don't have to bother with airports.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Today we're in Lisbon, not too much to see here, but the sun has just come back out, so the pina coladas are calling. In today's, you said my task was to come up with medical-themed drag names. These are as follows. These are good. Paris Cetamol.
Lovely.
Lovely. Jean Errol Practitioner. General Practitioner.
Oh, okay, sure.
Jean Errol Practitioner. Anita Schott. And Stella Scope. I'll go with it.
Sure. Very good.
Yeah. Love the podcast. Love Susie and Tom's books. The bonus content on the audiobook of Susie's is brilliant.
Oh,
well,
thanks so much, John.
I'll take that as a personal compliment since I'm part of it.
Of course.
Bye, says Tom. P.S. on this cruise, the show is Greece, and I'm wondering if they will start it with the Western scene or the additional scene. Ha ha.
That's from my book because my granddad.
Oh, with the tape.
Yeah, my granddad taped
Grease for me on VHS, but God love him, he taped it over one of his Western films. So I thought that Grease started with a, until I was, you know, a bit bigger than a child. I thought, you know, because things don't make sense when you're a kid.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Best. I guess that's a flashback or something.
Yeah. That's, and, I mean, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, you just go along with it. Because it does sort of have that weird bit in Greece where they're just on a beach and you kind of go,
yeah,
what's this about?
But I didn't see the beach bit.
You never
so
saw
I thought that they'd added that in. And also the car flies at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's weird as well.
Which is really weird. And they all behave like, oh, I guess we're in one of those flying cars. Like, that's a normal thing.
Yes, it does have that sort of weird fantasiness about there.
There's a lot of issues with Greece. Beauty school dropout, they're kind of angels.
Oh, yeah. That was my favourite bit, though.
Was
it? My favourite song, definitely. Because I'm gay.
Because you're gay. Because I'm gay. Mine is, there's a worse things I could do, because I'm a sad lesbian.
Well, you said it.
I said it.
There are more. Have you seen?
More medical drag names.
More medical drag name messages.
Dear Susie and Tom, long time listener, but never corresponded before.
Oh.
Listening to this week's episode, having my morning cup of tea, and the medical related drag names made me smile. Dr. Anesthetic, I exclaimed to myself, while snort laughing at my previous brilliant lameness, silliness, deleted you feel appropriate. Here are some others to consider. Dr. Scalpel.
Nice.
Dr. Cardiogram.
Oh, lovely.
That's very good. Mm. She could do Cardi B songs.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Dr. Electrolytes. Dr. Electrolytes.
Oh.
Thank you for your wonderful, witty, endearing, scatty, brackets in the best possible way, and honest podcast. It's my safe place. I'm planning to visit Hay on Wye in an upcoming week off, and I aim to find somewhere delightful to eat cake while reading Susie's book. Thanks so much.
What a lovely thing to do. Why?
Many byes and sending you warm regards from Wiltshire.
Oh, how nice is that one? Gemma and Gary in Plymouth have been in touch. My husband suggested Kath Eater. I like that. Dr. Kath Eater. And, oh my goodness. Have you seen this one from Kit? Lovely name, Kit, isn't it?
Yeah, is that short for Christopher?
I think it can be, yeah. Or Catherine.
Or Catherine, yeah. Like Makeup Kit.
Yeah, I was just thinking of Makeup Kit. Makeup Kit, rather. Dear Susie and Tom, I was thrilled to hear the call for medical-themed drag names in your recent You Can't Teach Camp episode. I hope these give you a giggle. They are, you could say, sickening. Anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis. Annie... Adrenaline, melanoma, Claire Midia, Diana Royer, okay, Pam Demick.
Oh, Pam Demick, that's good.
Pam Demick's nice.
Melanoma is funny too.
And I quite enjoy Claire Midia.
Yeah, Claire Midia's good. Very good. Thank you for treating the world to your wonderful friendship and regular dose of queer joy. Keep up the good work. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh.
And then you said that's from Kit.
Oh, how nice.
How nice. Hello, Susie, Tom and producer Emma.
Hi.
Good to give Emma a shout out. I could fill this email with discussion on where I hang my bath mat, but we haven't the time. So I hope you'll permit me a brief indulgence of emotion instead.
Yes, of course.
Of course we can. Right. I've been listening since I was 12, and I cannot tell you how many exam halls I have stood outside with your voices in my ears, keeping me calm. Oh. You've babysat me through my GCSEs, my A-levels, and now I take you with me to one of my medical school exams. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, talk about medical drag names.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I am proud to tell you that I am soon to be 20 and have made it to my third year of medical school. Clang!
Oh.
Please say clang. It's been bloody hard work.
Clang.
I mean, that is... That's so... I mean...
Wow.
That's so clever, isn't it?
Lovely. Wow. Very flattered to be with you on the journey.
Most importantly, however, you two have made my journey to queer joy a little easier. Growing up Catholic in a quiet corner of Northern England, my queer journey sometimes feels like more of the journey of adults like yourselves than of the seemingly effortless, proud young people that are around me. But listening to your experiences makes me feel a little less insane and a little more hopeful. I must say a special thanks to Susie for sharing the following advice. The people you love will never get it right. when you first come out. So you have to try and find the strength to give them time to adjust. I paraphrase your paraphrasing, so Lord knows what the original quote was, but you get the gist. Yes, that is in reference to when I interviewed Dustin Lance Black, and we were talking about, he was talking specifically about his mother's reaction to him coming out. And he said, if you can find sort of the strength in yourself to sometimes a person's first reaction to you coming out isn't their best reaction.
Right, yeah.
And if you can be generous enough to find it in you to give them another reaction, that's a good thing.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I was young and angry when I first heard you say it, but then several years have passed since then, and it is by always carrying this advice in my heart that I've been able to heal relationships I once thought were irrevocably damaged. Am I saying that word right?
Mm-hmm.
Irrevocably damaged. Thank you for bringing an endless stream of queer joy and queer normality. It means more than I can articulate. Despite being publicly out, I still find myself feeling ashamed and afraid. Yet every day I take a step towards rejoicing in myself. I think of your advice often and remind myself how much Tom hates driving when I still feel silly for worrying about a long drive. Mm-hmm. I remind myself that you said it's impressive to move cities on your own at 18 when it seems like being an adult might be too hard for me. Thank you for the role you have played in my life and for being the best podcast aunt and uncle a girl could wish for.
Mm.
Susie, I will see you on tour in October and will probably completely fail to say anything comprehensible, but I hope you will forgive me. Tom, I hope you tour soon. Until then, I'll have to settle for tuning in to Virgin Radio. I hope for many more podcasts to come. Words fail me, but I hope I have communicated a fraction of my thanks. All the love and all the buys, a grateful queer kid.
Oh, well, that's made our day.
That has made my day.
It's all worth it, Suze.
Oh, my goodness. How beautiful is that?
Well, I just feel very flattered, yes.
I feel enormously flattered.
Yeah, just very, I'm very pleased for our dear listener to have made it all the way to medical school.
Gosh. Oh, Tom, we've been doing this a while, haven't we? Babysat them through their GCSEs. They're now at medical school. Gosh.
Oh, my goodness. They grow up so fast.
You do less for murder.
That's true. Yes, that's true. How lovely. Well, we're quite taken aback by it, really.
Yeah, I am. I'm really moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, imagine a doctor listening to this.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, I know.
No, Tom, you've had an email about National Trust Gardens. I feel like you ought to share this one.
Oh, dear Tom and Susie, long-time listener, bracket since the very beginning, first-time emailer. Another one of those. I just had to write in after hearing Caroline's email last week about her visit to Bodnant Garden in North Wales. It brought back such wonderful memories. About 13 years ago, my husband and I got married there. We tied the knot in a beautiful pin mill at the end of that long pond. It was an absolutely stunning day in a breathtaking setting. We even had a string quartet playing, "Oh, Desiree's I'm Kissing You" from Romeo and Juliet. Could it be any gayer?
Oh, I love it.
The funniest part was walking through the gardens, brackets which were still open to the public, on the way to the ceremony and being stopped by a group of older ladies who asked, "Where's the bride then? Which one of you is getting married?" Back then, we lived in Llandudno and ran a small hotel, which we sold a few years ago. We then moved to Brighton for a bit, but it wasn't quite right for us. So we've since settled in Durham, where I'm originally from, and we're still very happily married. Gosh, were you in three in a bed? Something...
Have you got a memory there?
A memory stirs. I just remember, just watching it. My husband doesn't listen to the podcast. Brackets, he thinks podcasts are a fad. But I give him weekly
loving updates. The honesty there.
I love that. But I give him weekly updates on all the nonsense. Susie, we've seen you live several times and we're coming again in October when you're in Durham, this time with our friends Linz and Danny. Danny, D-A-N-N-I, not... That same Danny we discussed last week. Danny listens to the pod, so if this is read out, she'll hear it. Tom, we hope to see you live one day too. Please venture up north. It's not as grim as the telly makes it out to be, I promise. I do go to the north on my tours.
Of course you do.
Also, I'm a huge Call the Midwife fan. Anyway, mustache all the bye. Stephen.
Oh, Stephen, thank you for that missive.
Lovely memories there. And good for
you. I want to know what they said to the old lady that asked, "Where's the bride then?"
I don't know. Yes. It's very difficult, isn't it? Because perhaps they meant it in a sweet way.
Of course.
And it would be hard.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like, "Oh, where's the bride?"
Yes, exactly. I would struggle to be like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, to
just, yeah.
What was it? A clap back.
Yeah, you can't clap back on an old lady, can you?
Like a group of old ladies just asking an innocent question. Or maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe they shouted at them. But I would struggle to know how to respond. Be like, "Oh, well, just not come along yet.
Yeah. She's stood me up.
She's, yeah. Yeah, it's just easier to do that, isn't it? How lovely.
I remember saying, talking of Stephen's husband saying that podcasts are a fad, I remember someone said to me, oh, you should get a YouTube channel like 15 years ago. And I said, that's never going to take off.
Yeah.
And you know me, finger on the pulse. Like you watching Upstairs Downstairs last week.
Hey, there's space for everything.
There's space for everything.
I think the thing with my sense sometimes is with a lot of like the stampede of technology is that it's like, it's now this and everyone's got to do this and everyone's got to do that. And I think, you know, when you think back on like Twitter 10 years ago, people were like, oh my God, you've got to be on Twitter. You've got to be better on Twitter. Oh my God, why aren't you on Twitter all the time? Like, I don't think people would be thinking that now.
No, I shouldn't have thought so.
So I think it could perhaps help people build a following. I suppose it might have done that for some people, but I don't know. I think, be true to yourself.
Some things are timeless. Mm. You got to do your own thing. You got to do what works for you.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like when it becomes relentlessly like, well, everybody's on this now. Like,
sell.
Yeah. And sometimes that can be a bit overwhelming. You think, I don't want to do that. Thank you.
I'm with you.
I think that's the heart of queer joy.
You relate to Stephen's husband.
Just what's everybody else doing? No, I don't like that.
Yeah, there is something quite fabulous about that, isn't there?
Well, I don't know about fabulous, but, you know, we are who we are.
Now, Tom, someone's got in touch about corgis.
Oh, good. What do they say?
Hi, Susie and Tom. A couple of episodes ago, you casually mentioned corgis and how wonderful one might be for Tom. Mm. We live not too far away, Brackish, just outside Orpington, with our wonderful corgi, Maisie.
Oh.
And a very fluffy cat, Sasha. Sasha? I don't know if you're American. And can fully recommend adding a corgi to any household.
Really?
Aside from those with fur allergies.
Of course.
Because there is quite a lot of shedding.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Maisie, the corgi, is the most wonderful pup. She just accepts situations as they come, ranging from boring office day to a train adventure to a 13-hour drive or a 9-hour hike. Admittingly, the 10th hour required a bit of help. See photo.
Oh. Have to look at the photo.
She loves every human she comes across and tries to make friends with everyone and everything and just brings happiness nonstop. Maisie is also a avid football lover who hasn't quite understood the offside rule yet, but is trying her best to keep the ball away from others. See footballing corgi on Instagram for her speedy defense. We sometimes lend her to friends who want to try having a dog for a few days, and you would be welcome to join the club of Maisie fans. All the byes, Jess at all. P.S. My girlfriend and I recently engaged and we are thoroughly enjoying the clothing tailor recommendations as an inspiration ahead of the big day. Oh, she's very sweet.
Oh,
have you seen these photos? She's in a backpack.
I've just seen that one. And also I very much enjoy the one of, what is our lovely corgi called? Sorry.
Maisie
on her back, but looking down at the camera, I think is a very cute look.
Yes.
She seems lovely.
She does seem nice.
And I've often thought they are very close to the ground, but actually this particular one is quite good. I don't know why that bothered me that they'd be close to the ground. I think I just worry about the mud. And,
oh yes.
You're right,
about their chest getting muddy.
And they get very cold, I think, if they're close to the ground. But anyway, Maisie is not particularly like that. What a gorgeous girl. Okay, I'm very taken.
I think we're going to get a whippet.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
But are you inspired by Rob?
Well, I did message him about it, and he said they're great.
What does your dad say?
Well, you know Dad. He'll be like, oh, I've got a mate that's got a dog. You can have that. And I don't want his mate's dog. in the nicest possible way. But yeah, I think my daughter's an only child, and I think having a furry friend, yeah. I won't call it a fur baby though, because I really can't bear that. But I think that a dog would be a lovely addition.
You know.
People say, oh, they're such a tie, but I mean, we've got a kid.
Yeah, you know, always be someone to look after him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll drop it to yours. It's fine.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I'll keep you across it. But I'll tell you, once you start looking at the pictures of puppies online, you want to say goodbye to the rest of your day.
Oh, don't. Oh, well, yeah, Whippet would be fun. They're very fast and they are quite big. That's what I found.
Yes.
And big, don't.
Also, they need one big run and then they're very docile for the rest of the day.
They're very docile, yeah. But don't think you're getting an Italian greyhound, which is what I assumed they were getting.
No, because they are very cute, if anyone's listening with an Italian greyhound. But they have that slight quiver, don't they, that dogs that seem like they're
more skinny,
their brains are too small. The slight quiver.
Well, I mean, a whippet is bigger than I realised, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, but they're not as big as a greyhound.
No, but they're not. I didn't think they were far off.
Oh, really?
Well, go and see Rob.
I'll go and see Rob. I'll pop in on Rob.
They are cute. Yeah.
Are they nice boys he's got, hasn't he? Are they nice boys?
Yeah, lovely boys. Yeah, very nice. Very adorable. Lovely faces, very noble faces.
Well, of course I want a noble dog.
Noble looking dog, of course, yeah. Yeah, very, very charming, I'd say.
And also, you can put them in roll necks in the winter, and I like roll necks.
You can do that, yeah, I think. Yeah, keep them.
And so that's, obviously I like things to match.
Yeah, that would be very on brand for you, I'd say, Suze. Yeah,
yeah, because I love that opening scene in 101 Dalmatians when everybody looks like their dogs.
Oh, how true. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That is the woman with very long hair that's got an Afghan. I love those dogs. I think they look noble. They look very regal in fact.
Very regal, very intense.
But imagine having to straighten their hair. Oh, God. GHD's out every morning.
Exactly.
Too much.
But I'm quite smitten with that corgi now I've encountered.
I think that you should get a dog.
I would love it. I think everyone would love it, actually. Maybe a corgi, maybe a... I wonder if there's a corgi cross out there.
Oh, yeah, there'd be corgi crosses, for sure.
That might not shed as much as well, because, you know...
You want something with a hypoallergenic.
Yeah, preferably. Just thinking of the hoovering.
Of course.
But you know me. But, yeah...
I think a dog would be a very lovely addition to your life.
No, Sue's okay. All right, okay.
I'll get a dog.
Fine, okay. I got one now, okay.
Happy? Yeah. Okay, well, listen, Tom. Well, we better be off.
Well, indeed.
But we'll be here next week, won't we? We always are.
We will. We just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's written in.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it. And, well, if we don't see you through the week, we will,
through the window. Always. Okay.
All right, everybody.
All right, well, I'll speak to you later.
Lots of love to you. Okay.
You too, darling. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.